Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining today. So today we're going to be learning Sunday's Limud, because Sunday I'm going to be on a plane all day. So so today we're Bezrush, I'm going to be doing Simin Shin Nun Zayin Si'if Aleph. So it goes well into the next page, but I think it still makes sense to do the whole Si'if. So Shin Nun Zayin Si'if Aleph, today's page is Reish Tes Amid Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch. Chatzar Shepchusa Midal Ramos Hadal Ramos. If you have a chatzar that is tiny, it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos. She smuchel rishus rabim and it borders on rishus rabim. Ain shofchel l'tochem mayim b'shabbes b'yimos hachama. During the summertime, you should not pour water out into the chatzar on Shabbos. Shekivin shein. But we're not talking about because there's grass growing there. It could be no grass, no nothing. It's just the concern is that the water is going to go out into rishus rabim. Shekivin shein b'dal ramos. Since it's a tiny chatzar, ain sasayim mayim shadamasi lishtamish b'chol yom ra'ili balaba. The amount of water that a person typically uses each day. You have to remember, they didn't have indoor plumbing, so they had to just dump out whatever water they used. So the amount of water that people would typically use in a day would not become absorbed in the ground of the chatzer. And therefore it's as if you're spilling it right into the Rosh Hasharabim. And that's why you have to make a hole in the ground that's large enough to hold the amount of water that one normally uses over the course of a day. Hagah says Ramav, kol guma shechatziyam al chatziyam. If you're wondering how large a hole that is, it's a half amma by a half amma with a height of 3/5 of an amma. And you can make that guma either inside the chatzer or you can make it outside the chatzer. But if you make that guma outside the chatzer, you need to at least cover it with boards, kedesh tei makom p'tur, so that it will become a makom p'tur, v'yiplo amayim yado l'makom p'tur, and the water will go from your hand into the makom p'tur. V'kivet sheyasa guma, and once you make such a guma, yachol lishpach b'kol ma sheyirtza, then you can pour out as much water as you want. You don't have to worry about the volume of the water. V'emeinu machzeka sasayim, but if that guma does not hold sasayim of water, then lo yishpach b'kol. Then don't pour anything out into it. So that's all if the chatzer is less than dalad al dalad. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that first. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Aleph. Klal advarim and namar b'simon zehu kach. He says, let me just give you a basic introduction of what it says in this simon, and that is the following. Lefi shashiru chazal shekol adam utzarich l'shtamish b'chol yom sasayim mayim l'chutz ben panav yadav raglav. Chazal estimated that a typical person uses sasayim of water on a daily basis to wash his hands, face, and feet. V'shar n'yanam atzrich lo, or to cook or do other things that he does with water. And we know that you're not allowed to spill things out from Rosh Hashanah into either Rosh Hashanah or a Karmelis. And it's pretty typical and normal for a person to pour out his excess water into his chatzer that's right near his house, shu rishuso, because that's his property, v'ugam kein rishus yachid, and it happens to be a rishus yachid, so mosim rishus yachid, and therefore you're just taking from your house into your chatzer, it's your rishus yachid to your rishus yachid, nothing wrong with that, v'shiru chazal de sasayim mayim nivon b'karka shadal ramos adal ramos. However, chazal estimated that about sasayim of water, which is the amount that you use, will get absorbed in ground that is four amos by four amos. It will not muddy up the whole ground because it will become absorbed rather easily. So when you pour it into the chatzer, you're not trying to get it out of the chatzer because you're perfectly fine with it becoming absorbed in the ground of the chatzer. And even if some of it goes outside of the chatzer, it's not your concern. That wasn't what you were trying to do. And on Shabbos, you're only chayiv if you do a but this would be a davreshena miskaven. And therefore, it would not be a violation of taking something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Aval imu pachs midal ramos al dal ramos. But if your chatzer is teeny tiny, da azhav sasayim mayim merubim veinim levon bekarka, where the amount of water that you're pouring out is not going to get absorbed in the ground, v'nasa chatzer refes v'tit, and instead your chatzer is going to become muddy and gross and unusable. V'daito katzah b'zen b'yimos hachama. And during the summertime where kids play out in the chatzar and you enjoy your time in the chatzar, it's not going to be enjoyable at all, and you're not going to be happy about that. Because during the summertime, people like to keep their chatzar clean. And therefore, during the summertime, if you're pouring an amount of water that the chatzar cannot absorb, you really want it out. And if it goes out, that is a davar miskaven. That's not a davar sheinu miskaven. That's what you want. And therefore, they make a gzeira that if you are allowed to pour into such a chatzar, you might come to just pour it directly into the Rosh Hashanam. That's why you need to make a hole in the ground that holds two saws worth of water. And therefore, when you spill it into the chatzar, you'll no longer have to be makbid that it should leave the chatzar, because you'll just rely on the fact that it's going into the guma, and it's not going to mess up your chatzar. And therefore, even if it does go out, it's not considered that you're motzi from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So there in Sivkat and Alva, Mishnah Berurah basically told us everything that it says in Shulchan Aruch, but now he goes through little by little to explain what we read in the Shulchan Aruch. So Sivkat and Beis, she's smuchel Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about your chatzer is bordering on Rosh Hashanah. Lafuke ki she's smuchel a karmelis l'kadil kamei b'sof a sif. We're going to see that if your chatzer is bordering on a karmelis, the dinim may be different. B'yimos hacham, and it's dafka during the summertime, shad makar alich l'chatzerim stamen lichle she'etze l'chut, because that's when you care about the cleanliness of your chatzer and you want all the water out. Even though the Rama gave specific dimensions of a guma that could hold sasayim, you don't have to follow those dimensions. If you want it to be three amos deep and very narrow, as long as it holds sasayim, we don't care. He's just telling you roughly the amount that could hold sasayim, but it's the volume that it could hold that matters. That you spill it out on the side of the chatzar, and it's also so that it will not be a takala for the, meaning the reason why you want to cover it with a board is so that it'll be a makom patur, but also you can't just put a hole in the ground in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if you're building this this guma in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then of course you have to cover it. You need a manhole cover so that people don't fall into it, but it also serves the additional benefit that it becomes a makom patur. Why does it become makom patur? Because by covering it, it makes it unusable for the rabbim. Now, in the way, the dimensions that the Rama had told us, even without covering it, it's a makom patur. Because the Rama had it as something that's a chatzi ama al chatzi ama, which means three tfachim by three tfachim. So it's less than dalet al dalet. So anyway, it's going to be a makom patur. But the reason you need to cover it is because it might start getting muddy, and the mud might rise up to the point where the where it's less than three tefachim deep, in which case it just becomes part of the Rosh Hashanah, because anything that's less than three tefachim high or less than three tefachim deep is just considered to be flat ground. Yachal lishpoch, so we said you could pour it out into however much you want once you have that guma. Va'afilu nismalam erev Shabbos shofich l'tocha. Even if the guma was already full on erev Shabbos, you could keep pouring into it. To keep into midaraisa lasisurukim b'shofich l'adil Rosh Hashanah, because you might think, well, wait a second, if the guma is already full, shouldn't that make it as if I don't have a guma and therefore it should be usher to pour into it? So he says, no. Really, the only isser daraisa is if you take the water and you dump it out directly into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They were masaking to make a guma as a reminder to remind you not to throw it, not to dump it all directly into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Once you have that hecker of the guma, shari, so that it's mutter. And that's for that same reason, even though the guma only holds a sa'im of water, but let's say you have a large family and you use 10 sa'im of water, you're allowed to pour it all out. Aye, but it's going to go into the Rosh Hashanah and you want it into the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but the Issa D'oraisa is really only when you dump it directly, and as long as you have a hecker of having that guma, that's fine. You know the excess is going to drain out. And you want it to drain out because that it doesn't mess up your chatzer, afilu hachishari, it's still mutter to me. Kol makom zachra de'asiyas aguma v'lo gazru bay, that because they'll still remember because of the guma, and they didn't make such a gezeira in such a case. Klal, so he said that you shouldn't pour anything out if it's not machzer, if the guma is not large enough. To gazrina del masi lishbuch sasayim du shir tashmish adam liyom, because we're afraid that you're going to come to pour out sasayim, which is more than that guma that you made, is able to hold. Now let's go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch on the top line. V'im yesh b'chatzer dalet al dalet. Let's say your chatzer is large enough. It's 4 amos by 4 amos. Afilu hu aruch v'katan. Regardless of the exact shape of your chatzer, whether it's square or rectangular, obi mos hagashamim, or it's wintertime anyway. B'chatzer kol shehu, and no matter how tiny the chatzer is, but it's wintertime, so you don't care about the condition of your chatzer. Then mutal lishbach b'kol mashiyirta. Then you can pour out whatever you want into the chatzer. V'chatzer va'achzadro, when you have a chatzer and a porch in front of the chatzer, pirsh bayish yeshal gimel defanos v'dofen dalit shemamidim bodeles einem ugufefes kalikra el berachvo shal bayis kulo pam shosim la ama echad patzim ikan v'ama echad patzim ikan kach pirsh ha'aruch upatzim hu ma'at kosel yashar v'shave. So the Rama is just touching up what an achzadro is, that it's got three walls and on the fourth side it's just a door and it's totally open on the fourth side. Okay, so it's a porch. So you have a chatzer and a porch that are adjacent to one another. She'in be'echad mehem levad dalet amos, mitzdar from the dalet amos lahatir lishpoch behem. Even though neither of them is dalet al dalet amos, but if in combination with one another they're dalet al dalet amos, then that's good enough. That makes it a large chatzer, and therefore you're allowed to pour out whatever you want into such an area. Says the Rama, v'adin shtei diotot shelefnei beis alios. And the same would be true if you have two porches in front of two upper story apartments, and there's a place that the water can be absorbed in. If they're adjacent to one another, these two porches that belong to two different apartments, so then they're mitzdarif with one another. But everything we've said in this sif is only if the chatzer is adjacent to Rosh Hasharabim, where the concern is that you might come to pour it out directly into Rosh Hasharabim. That's why we have these limitations. But if the chatzer borders on a karmelis, where even if you were to throw it out directly, it would only be in Isur Drabanan, then even if it's a teeny tiny chatzer, and even if it's the summertime, we're not concerned, because you're allowed to pour whatever you want into the chatzer. What are you going to do? Say, oh, it's a gzeira, you might come to pour it out into the adjacent area. The adjacent area is only in the Sidrabanan anyway. We wouldn't make a gzeira l'gzeira. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yod, Arich V'Katin, that when we say 4 amos by 4 amos, it could be rectangular as well. It means 16 square amos, so it could be 8 amos by 2 amos as well. Because it's enough to be balea, to absorb 2 se'in of water. During the winter months, during the winter time, no one cares about how messy their chatzer is, and therefore you're not having kavana that the water should all drain out. Maybe you should say, but I shouldn't allow it because people are going to see water draining out of my chatzer, and they're going to think you're allowed to do this in the summertime as well. When people see water draining out of my chatzer, they're not going to think I'm pumping the water out. They're going to think that it must have been that the rain is draining off. Even if it's not raining outside right now, they're just going to assume that it's excess rainwater that's draining off. I was thinking about this like when we had floods in basements here, when everyone was pumping water out to the street. So we have an Erev, so everything's a Rosh Hashayachid. But otherwise, like you get into these issues of it's clearly Nichalei that you want it off your property, right? And you're dumping all this water out into the to the street. It was just coming right back down and back into the houses. But okay, anyway, Sivkat Nidbeis, Mutalish Machba, Ratzalom Afilu Below Asiyas Gu Maklal, that that you're allowed to pour into it even without making a hole at all. It means two porches off of a second-story apartment. And let's say the size of each of these porches was 2x4 amos. So when you put them together, they're 4x4 amos. And there's some type of flooring on these or ceiling on these on these porches that's able to absorb water. As long as they're within four tfachim of one another, they're considered one property. And therefore they become 4x4 amos. So you could pour onto these porches and then the water will just spill down into the Rishus Rabbim. But we said when the chatzer borders a karmelis, then all bets are off. Then everything is fine. Because even when a port is a Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing is only a gzeira less. A gzeira less, you come to pour into Rosh Hashanah. By a karmelis, it's not shaykh to make such a gzeira. Because even if you were to dump it straight into the karmelis, it would only be a nisr drabanan. But we're going to see at the end of this simon that not everybody agrees to this, there are those that disagree. So let's review what we learned today. We said, number one, that you can't spill more water into a chatzar that borders a Rosh Hasharabim than it can comfortably absorb, unless you make a guma to hold the water. And then we said, once you make the guma, then you're allowed to oversaturate it, because it still serves as a hecker to remind you not to spill directly into the Rosh Hasharabim. And then we said that in the following three circumstances, you can pour out as much water as you want. A, the chatzar is larger than 16 square amos. B, it's winter time when people don't care about the chatzar being muddy. Or C, the chatzar borders a karmelis where there's no reason to make such a gezeira. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, I will continue on Monday from Eretz Yisrael with Si'if Beis and perhaps Gimel as well. We'll see. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining, especially on short notice.